So we're going to look at a few different issues attending heter iska, possible complications. Some of these, I think all of these have been discussed in the past to at least some degree, but some of these we'll just mention quickly and some we'll get into a bit greater depth. The large picture point is that obviously lending with heter iska is better than lending with an issur ribis. That goes without saying. But the question is the possible challenges and
depends
if it's actually valid. So we'll see cases where it might not be valid, and cases where even if it is technically valid, there may be it may be not as ideal as not going through that process, as not using the heter iska at all. So first, we'll just mention some things that we've discussed, that have been, the Rosh HaKol have discussed in previous Chaburas, which are that the Malv and the Lova have to both know about and have Gemiras Das for the fact that it is a Heter Iska. You'd think this was taken for granted, although this is a problem with some of the proposed Heter Iskas. People don't know about it, and or even if they know about it, they don't really buy in. So, quote from the Sma, this is obviously a problem with the heter iska klali, to the extent people don't know about it, or a heter iska on an entire company, on an entire bank, where if people don't really know about it, it can be difficult to argue that they're actually relying on the heter iska if they don't know about it at all. And the Gros Moshe has the line about it's not magic words. You have to actually understand that the structure of your business arrangement is not that of a loan. It's that of a, whatever you're doing, it's through the iska rather than through a normal halva. And so those are right away a couple things that can trip up a heter iska. And then additional factors relating to das will be the question of what if the heter iska isn't valid in Dina de Malchusa, that may affect Das. Additionally, there may be the idea of having a shtar in order to strengthen the Das of the parties in this case. I brought a couple of quotes from the Marsham, who actually is more lenient on these things in some ways. He writes, Uveguf Hadin, Hine Ze'ezer Shnaim, Shinis Yase, Ben Kazu, This is a general heter iska he did for a bank, and he says, if you jump to the underlying part, statutes in the takanos, you don't need to write this into the bank statutes. The fact that there's a general heter on the bank is good, even though it's not in the bank statutes. Presumably that would not work if you went to secular court. They would say, well, the bank never agreed, it's not in the statute. But it seems like the Marsham is saying here that there's no need for the bank that.
Why is that in the bylaws? The statute means bylaws.
Right, bylaws. It's not in the bylaws, but the bank never agreed to do the ISCA. There's an ISCA.
The last line says you have to be hanging at the bank, and all the directors have to sign.
Ah, yeah, I'm a director or not. Okay. Okay, so maybe this isn't the best quote. There's an additional, some of the posts can talk about a case where it's in the wrong language, and that might not be binding, or it doesn't have the little stamp or whatever it is, the union pays some tax, which may or may not affect the bindingness. Right.
No contract that would be vernacular.
Right.
The Chasam Sofer wrote his Mechuvus Chametz in German.
Right, so that would be one place where some would be machmir, and others might say it's not a problem. The other marsham number four here is in the context of mechiras chametz, and we're actually right. And he talks about ribis
and the riska and mechiras chametz, the last underlined part.
Right. Yes. Right. He writes the heter iska. That's why it's better to have it b'ksav, because that way there's more gemiras das. Although, in terms of the question of having it be legally binding, based on the Dina de Malchusa, in the case he's talking about, it wouldn't be binding anyway, so you don't need to do it. But other poskim are more machbid. The Minchas Yitzchak says there may be a reason to be machbid. So these are a couple of other things that can affect Das, both having it written down in a shtar as opposed to some more floating heter iska, and making sure it works through the Dina de Malchusa. Another issue that's come up in the past is if you, the idea of a heter iska is that there's an investment where you don't have clear profits, and then there's dmeis pashrus, because since you can't prove that you don't have, you don't have more profits than you don't have, that you're not going to give, you don't have some massive profits you'd have to pay, so there's a dmeis pashrus. In order for that to work, you need there to be an investment that might have had profits and for it to be unclear what they are. However, many, many times, heter iskas, at least nowadays, are applied in cases where there's no investment, like, let's say, a mortgage or even paying debts, cases where there's no investment at all, or it's a case where there's a very clear investment. Maybe a mortgage is the case where there's a clear investment. If you call that an investment, you're investing in the house. You know what the value of the house is. You can evaluate that. So Rav Moshe, in order to mitigate the problem of knowing where the investment is, he writes about mortgage, alabayis, You can't say that the loan is only in the house, because then you should be able to know what the profit is, and then there's no need for dmeis pashrus. You can say, well, we all know the value of the house. It was valued as X earlier. It's Y now. This is how much profit you should get based on our agreement. So that's where Moshe writes. Apparently, it might be against the bank's laws for that to be. So that to be done for state laws, in state laws.
In some jurisdictions, you're personally liable, in others, you're not liable for anything more than the house is worth. And you won't get a deficiency judgment if on sale it won't satisfy the mortgage.
So, and in that case, it means that the presumption is you can't invest it in anything else. You're sort of totally tied. Right. So.
It's in fact even worse.
Right. If that's the case, that will be presumably be a problem for this chumra or this factor that Rav Moshe talks about. You mean if the bank lends you money, but they're controlling the house, or they're okay, so that that's one aspect. I guess it's definitely better.
The homeowner is counting on apartment dwellers.
Right. So the one svara of Ramosha, again, it may not actually work, but it may not work legally. But the one svara is for it to be, you're investing in this, but you can invest in other things. That frees things up. Even in the case of a mortgage, in terms of the case where there's no investment at all. So let's say someone's paying debts. So there's a couple of different possible resolutions. One is that in Achinami, if there's no investment at all, then you can't, then you could be scot-free. You don't need to pay anything because you didn't make any profit, if that can be proven. But since it's hard to prove that you didn't invest the money somewhere, you could still use the Dmeis Pashrus argument. And that, I believe the Marsham makes that argument. The Shulchan Meshiv has a different approach here, which is, I guess, a creative redefinition of what investments are. V'alkarchinere lefinis daiti, t'inyan heter iska hu kol mashi arviach, v'af im eno be'esek zeh, find this idea of other asakim, v'kol makom ilav shahailo esek zeh, hayam mukhrak likach mos acher lasos esek zeh. You would have to get money from elsewhere. So the fact you have money frees up your other things, v'az lo hailo mos ala esek acher, l'fi zeh, and this is the big chiddush, hamalamei j'parnasaso me hamalamdus, someone who's a malamed, a teacher, so anyone who has a job, eating food is an investment in their job, right? I don't think that's how this is generally viewed, but it's a creative solution to the problem. You basically, there may be some hechitimtzos, but it's pretty hard to find someone, I guess someone who's unemployed, it's hard to find someone who doesn't have some creative way of redefining what they're doing as an investment. There's a not so clear as is a standard line in the Maisa Rav of the Gra, he says, Ein heter b'ravachim klal. You know, it's like a very short line. It's almost like Ein shum yeish ba'olam klal, but slightly different. Rapu kneo shtarchov. But the idea is, if you're holding on to something, you can't make if you don't have a kinyan, you can't make a profit off of it. So, this is generally understood by people to say that that a heter iska doesn't, you shouldn't be making profits off a heter iska. It doesn't work. The problem with that is that some of the Talmidei Gra appear to have relied on heter iska. How could that be? So, at least one svara that's out there in this article I found, Yitachin ulai lomar shagon lo isnaged, definitely misnaged, lo isnaged heter iska. If there's actually an investment, the Gra had no objection to that. If this general heter iska, not on a specific investment, that the Gra would be fine with, but this, you know, numinous invest in anything, we don't know what it is, for that, that's a harama. I should check. I should have written that down, but I can definitely find it. Sorry? The Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So that, right, the Bir HaGra there, I think the way Rabbi Bleich explained it was that the issue was the Schar Tircha, the token Schar Tircha, the Gra, that the argument was this Gra doesn't agree with token Schar Tircha, you'd need to pay the full Schar Tircha or somehow shift the arrangement to reflect it, which would be a different reason why the Gra might object.
Or the only reason,
right?
One line doesn't
tell you what. Right. Right. So definitely, I wasn't saying that this is the definitive interpretation of the Gra. I was saying that at least I need to track that down. Apologies for not including it. But at least it's possible to read that into the Gra, but I think this also serves as a bridge to Ha'arama. And Ha'arama, the idea of Ha'aramas Ribis, which I guess we'll start with the Gemara that talks about Ha'aramas Ribis, and then get into some of the Rishonim and Poskim that talk about some of these issues. And I know there are many, many shitos, including some in the room. So we'll try to work with the shitos, but also framing it more broadly. So the Gemara, Tani Rav Safar, Ribis to be Rav Chia, Yesh Farm Shem Mutarin, Vesur Bnei HaRamas Ribis, Ketzad. Amar lo halveni mana, amar lo mana ainli, chitin b'mana yeshli. I'm not going to lend you $100, I'll lend you chitin, shani osin lach. Right, and then you take it back for less. That's mutter v'asazik in the Aramas Ribis. Hachanami going to Amar Halveni Shloshim Dinarim. Amar Shloshim Dinarim. Ainly Chitim Shloshim Dinarim Yeshli. Shani Rosin Lach Nasnu Chitim Shloshim Dinarim. Chazul Lachem Emenu B'Dinar Zav. And that's a way that you end up holding onto the money for a certain period of time, and in return, there's a certain price that you pay for that, but it's not done directly. It's done through buying and selling produce at presumably long-term, long shelf life produce at different prices, and this is known as Ha'aramas Ribis, which leads to the question of, and there's large sugya throughout halacha overall about the idea of Ha'arama. So, in what cases, how do we define Ha'arama, and what challenges might that pose to heter iska? Just to speak generally, you can ask a few different questions in a few different directions. You can ask, are these specific cases that are defined as Ha'aramas Ribis but not anything else, or is there a general category of Ha'aramas Ribis? In terms of that issue, it looks like in source 10, the Shut Rashba has this line. He says, Kol shehu notel yaser al masha hilva hareza aser. In the context of the sugya, you at least can interpret that Rashba as saying that there's a broad issue of Ha'aramas Ribis where you end up in return for a loan, or in return for someone having money for some period of time, you end up getting more back at the end. That counts as Ha'aramas Ribis. It seems that the Rashba, the Shut Rashba there, may be going in that direction, which would indicate that it's not a specific takana in that Gemara, not specific cases that are prohibited, but a general principle. So that's one question you might ask. Again, it's possible to argue on the Rashba, and I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman does bring that down. Another question is, and we're going to see some possible directions on this, is how do you define a Ha'arama? What's the factor that defines something as Ha'arama or not? And that in two different ways. One is Harama limited to certain types of categories? Is limited to deraisa as opposed to derabanans? Is it limited to mitzvos ase as opposed to los ase? People have argued each of those. And also more specifically, is heteriska a function of da'as? Is it a function of the relation between the formal structure and the practical result of the agreement? And how much is it about what appearances or language that's used? So there are a few different directions that one might go in. And we'll jump in, actually not by talking about Harama itself, but by talking about the Shita of the Ritva that Rabbi Warblowski gave a chibur about earlier. The Ritva has a very strong line, takes a real stance here, on the next Amud actually, where he writes, without getting into the whole sugya there, Rabbanan Savri, the cave on the Ein Derech Lokeach Karka, Lasos, Kane, since what you're doing is not normal economic activity, you're making a certain profit, but not through a loan. But still, Yarda Torah Lesov Datam Dehalva Gmura Nasa. The Torah knows what you're really thinking, which is what you really intend is to do a loan for interest, even though that's not the structure of the way you set up the economic activity. Lefikach Amra Kasuv as Kas Bechalositin Al Beneshech. The pasuk doesn't say don't loan with ribbons. It says don't give money with neshech, with taking more than taking back more than you gave. Velo amar lo salve b'neshech. L'rabos mecher kiyotzi b'zeh shehedino kimalve. It's possible to be over on the issur ribbis not with a halva'a, but with a mecher. One example would be the Gemara in Samach Beis Mabez, the idea that there's a sale, at least he seems to be suggesting that, there's a sale and then a sale back, but for different amounts of money, and assuming that's what the people intended all along, this is, it sounds like an Isser Doraisa of... so you're using it, which counts as profit, the equivalent of profit. Right. So that would be the Isser Ribis, even though it's not on a halva. So it seems like the Ritva is saying, there are two things here. There's Das, Yard the Torah Sof Datam, but presumably also that relates a little bit to the structure of the arrangement. Meaning, if you do something unusual in Derech Lokeach Karka Lasos Kein, you're doing an unusual arrangement in order to get around the halva with ribbis. Since you've structured in this unusual way, that indicates that your das is to circumvent the Isser ribbis, and that he says is Usser. It sounds like Isser Do, right? So that's certainly the way that Rav. Just to look at the last line of the Ritva, where he says we pasling chachamim, the rabbanan that shita he was talking about, v'aliba the rava that filu mecher gamur amanas lahachzir akarka havu peres ribs ksutza. You sell the land with the idea you're going to sell it back, and the person eats the peres in the meantime. That's ribs ksutza. That's an isur daraisa. Despite the fact that there's no halva, it's two mechiros. This seems to be the way we were reading it is the way that it's taken by Mecha Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman. And he quotes the Ritva and the Shita Mekuvetzes, and he also is Rameir Simcha. And he says, based on the way Rameir Simcha concludes, Hincha Roa Beinecha de Sover the Havi Ribis Doraisa, Udlo Kamosha Naktu Bepshitas Achronim. Find a different reading of the Sugya. It comes out, it's actually an Isser Doraisa if you have two sales where you end up getting Scharim Tanas Ma'os in effect, even though there's no actual loan. So Rav Shlomo Zalman himself raises some issues because of the Kichilas Paris in that case. But right, even though there's no halva at all. It's not, there's no structural halva, it's a sale with the intention to sell it back, but it wasn't structured as a halva. At the end of the piece, Shlomo Zalman tries to say there are some problems with this Ritva. How come Nechiasa wouldn't always be an Isser Doraisa according to this? Seems like there's room for heter, certainly not being an Isser Doraisa. So he doesn't like the Ritva Lahalacha, but it seems like that is the Shita of the Ritva. Now, what the Ritva seems to be saying on a Doraisa level, it's possible we'll see some poskim saying on a Durabhanan level. But if we move now away from Ribis Ketsutza because of workarounds, and instead think about Haramas Ribis or Isurim Durabhanan based on workarounds, as indicated before, I think there are three different possible definitions that of what defines or what creates a harama. the Ginas Bradim, who himself presents a version of the Heter Iska, and the text is a bit cut off here at the bottom. That was the way it was on Bar Ilan, but at least if I'm reading the conclusion here correctly, Adavar de Behedya Chazin and Harama Mivueres Devaday Ein Datam Lekayim Hatnayim Mamish Ela Adaraba Sheyavar Leim Ki Heche De Lishgol Idach Rivisa Umasig Lesor Midivrei Bati Alvim. What is that? Shegasavti Ein Sham Umeata Pshita V'Dachni Yonid Dan Nami Yesh Lesor. So you'd have to look at the whole piece inside, which we're not going to do right now. He quotes earlier some other shitos, but it sounds like at the end what he's saying, if the da'as is not to really go forward with the structure of the arrangement, the real goal is for it to be a workaround for ribbis, he thinks that there's a possible isser there. So there, the focus here is on the da'as. There's no intention to, like, so for example, if in a heter iska, one might argue by extension, there is no intention to fulfill the heter iska. There's no intention to go to give the profits of the iska. Maybe there is no iska, or maybe that the whole plan ahead of time was to do the demeis pashrus, which are the equivalent of an interest rate. That would be a problem because of presumably haramas ribis. So that would be one way of looking at it. But the Chalkas Yaakov also focuses on kavana, but goes in the opposite direction. Partially argues from, the tradition, Kamatarkwa Gaonim, Shukhodor Vador, Limtso, Eitzos, Takana Sashuk, Shlo Linodels, Vinay Sokrim, all the Chachamim have all these ways of working around problems, Achiyala Ladash, Shakoza, Havi Bechal, Harama, Litaser, Bedavar, Aserman, Atora, Pshita, Eno, Pshita. That word, but the point is, he says, how can it be there are all these takanos, all these things put in place, and it's a haram? It can't be. So, and what's his argument? Yanki shneim gamamal v'gamalove v'shelo yavro l'isur chamer the ribis aydei shenasu gadol limod shenachas mismototin. Ribis is so bad, they obviously gamriu machni birtsonim hatov sha'isik iskayim kumavur beheter iska. Even though it seems like they're trying to work around, they really want a loan, and they're structuring it differently. Since they don't want the iser to come about, that we consider as if they had kavana. Or they didn't. They must have had kavana for the arrangement as it was. And he says by eshes ish, we'd say makin also achim rotzani by iser chamer like eshes ish. Definitely a case like this. He intends to really go through with both parties. Intend to go through with the deal as an iska rather than as a halva'a. V'lo havi klal harama b'zeh. And what's interesting is. Yeah, the last underline here, he's bechalik between a Jew and a non-Jew versus two Jews, because two Jews, there's much more interest in not creating halachic problems. By two Yehudim, vade amrinah sheshneim kavanasam retzuya ligmar esek v'derach hater, v'osin zos b'leif shalim, v'esek hazeh hator yitira, v'lo shayach v'zeh harama. And then he says, v'kahay deshochei misukenes b'shvil kezayis baser, d'amrinah d'zeh hator yitira. Right? Again, it's some sort of a workaround in a sense, because you don't need the whole animal, you just need the kezayis, but that's not really a problem. So he's really saying two things. Number one, the kavana must be right. He's dealing with the question of kavana, that the kavana is not to really do a iska. The kavana is really to do a halva. And he says, no, it can't, that's not true. The kavana is to do the right thing, to do the iska. But he also says that there's no need to worry about the fact that, you know, this structure that looks like a workaround, right? Just like shechting an animal for a kezias, no one would do that regularly, but that's mutter. So to here, even though no one under normal circumstances would ever create a chatzi mil of a chatzi pikadon with double the interest rate, etc. The only reason you would do it is to work around the iser ribis. That's, we don't care about that. It doesn't matter that functionally this works exactly like a loan with ribis in terms of output. We ignore that. I think it's possible to argue that the shla actually is worried about that. He's worried about what I call tzura chitzonis shela iska, which you might say the economic function of it, or if you think about the loan, if you think about the iska from a realist point of view in terms of what the outcome is and why the parties are doing it, that it might yield, that it looks like it yields the same thing as a loan with interest. So we'll see. The Shla, I think, is objecting on those grounds. And he writes in somewhat flowery language, V'ravim b'chashechi yisalachu shosim shtari iska klomar heter enan osik fiyadin. Doesn't like heter iskas. Gam alova lefamim eno mevin vaheter eno elchuchav yitzlula ve'ichyala libon lahatos ayin elyon or ein elyon yisparach. This is the points we saw before about not taking it seriously, not having real das. But then he goes further, skipping just the underlines. Inyan ze ha'iska in shum pikbuk in certain structure. He says why dehu karav lehefsed kimo karav l'schar. Because it's balanced. There's an equal chance of risk and reward. But that's not what most people do. Avalas is kmosh rov ha. Harmoniamos osin shemas and shlo yia ha halovim them manim llp edim harchek tarchek mikiraze ki azu karv l'schar v'rachuk lehefsed. Practically, again, not thinking structurally. In the structure of the halva, they're going to split it equally. But since you have these onerous requirements on the edim of these, you need specific edim to verify the loan. It ends up being that you know for sure you're going to get profit. That's no longer. Karv l'schar, karv l'hefsed. Then you're tilting the scales, as it were, and he would say that there's a problem here. Right. Then he also talks about how if you want to renew the iska, there's a problem. You need to really give the money back and start again, or maybe something close to that. But that's another issue. But it seems like his main objection. It seems like his main objection was that it needs to functionally be. Karv l'schar, karv l'hefsed. And then skipping to the next underline, avoyesh kama inyanim hamuskar matur v'dini ribis hamutarim. Things the Torah says are matur kulmein be'enai ribis gamar v'daroseinu eile shmitchila nosein hamalva l'lova amos v'yodea shalova yase kach shihela malva b'vadei karv l'schar. The whole point of doing this arrangement is because you know that you're going to get a good return. And that's usher. Again, even if the structure of the agreement itself is, let's say, chatzi milva chatzi pikadon, and it's, you know, the pikadon part is equal risk, but since you know you're going to, because you have these edim that you need, you know you're just going to end up with demeis pashrus, so that becomes a deal where you know you're making a profit, and for that reason, it's usser. So I think the way of thinking of this is you look at the economic output of the iska. And the fact that it matches a halva beribis, that makes it problematic. Even if the internal mechanics are not that of a halva beribis or a halva, you know, at all, or at least not fully. Right. Again, the last underline. V'almishi yodeu baru lo shalov v'lo yasekein v'eno masekein el klomer shiyehe beheter. You don't really intend on fulfilling the details of the arrangement. You just sort of say it to make it beheter. Alzekas v'atori it's a ribis v'yesem el kecha. Hashem knows. Don't play games like that. So I think that the Shalah here makes this argument that you have to. Well, for him to say it's daraisa, he would have to presumably have to say like the Ritva. Yeah, I'm not. I think he's saying they're doing it. Yeah, I don't know if he. Right, and that's what he doesn't like.
That's not a pickbook he has.
Well, but what's the reason for the pickbook?
To get your meaning.
You know for sure it's the output. Right, you're not gonna find him. So the input is $100, and after a year, the output is $110, and that's exactly how Ribis works. So there's no risk. And since there's no risk, it's usher. Risk-free.
He doesn't seem to be concerned that the person will say he's true on the railroad.
Right, he said that he's okay with because you can stipulate things like that up front. Right, so it wasn't clear to me why he exactly was machalik between Shmuel and Edim, but it's clear the what comes out is because he thinks that for Edim, you know for sure you're not going to find Edim, whereas for the Shmuel, maybe he'll make the Shmuel, something like that. Yeah.
Right.
There has to be some risk. Right. And my understanding is the way heteriskas work now, people are only going to sign up to a heteriska if they know there's no risk.
Absolutely.
So presumably that's the type of thing the shalah would be. Right. So presumably that's what the shalah would disapprove of. And then one final factor. Again, I don't know if people call it a harama, but it basically works with the colloquial use of the term, which is what language do you use when you're doing the iska or when you're doing whatever type of workaround. So the Rama brings down a sort of deal. You have a structure where there's penalties every so often. Every week I don't pay you, there's a penalty of however much money. If you just paid at the end the full thing, there's no issue. If you write in the shtar, it's every week, I'm going to pay you. So that sounds a lot like ribis, because there's a correlation between the amount of time and the amount you're paying. That's basically how ribis works. So there's a machlokes in the Taz and the Shach about saying shavua, giving away what you're really doing economically, how much that's a problem. So the Taz says, the concept of lidin l'kitzah kol shavua, michlal, shebechol heterim, she'ose ba'alvak, you go in iska, u'kiyotze bo, asru l'hazgir b'shtar, kitzvah b'chol shavua. Any type of deal you're making, you can't mention the kitzvah. Presumably, you can't mention the kitzvah every shavua. Presumably, it would be a similar thing if you had a heter iska that you shouldn't mention that there's a loan, or you shouldn't call the whole deal a loan, because if it's not halakhically a loan, if it's halakhically an iska or chatzi milva, chatzi bikadon, to refer to the whole deal as a loan would then have the same problem as referring to kol shavua v'shavua here, that you're giving away what you're really doing, which is a workaround for ribis. And the Shach disagrees. Here there's no heter, but if you had a heter, you can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter what you say. What matters is the structure of the agreement. That's what it sounds from the I think it sounds from the Shach like he has no objection to.
Oh, here he's not calling a lower.
Right, you're saying this is less, is a lower.
Yeah, but instead of saying, instead of assessing
right. Okay. You definitely could be machalik. If you say the whole thing is alone, that may be a lot. You give away the whole game.
The Tassus problem is that you're tailoring your payment to the whole time that you kept the money.
Right.
So that thinks is that's the definition of privilege.
Right. But
the more they have the money, the more revenue they make, and I'm paying you a whole shiva because every week I make money.
But the Shach doesn't have the Taz's problem, it seems.
In the case that the Taz was talking about.
Right. So the question is how far you can extrapolate.
I take this, the Chassidim of Chassidim, and I'm asked that there's court and satisfaction in the Spashrus. And instead of saying the Spashrus at the end of the Zman, I'm making the Spashrus before Shuvah Shuvah. So Taz thinks it's too daimed to ribbis.
It's doma to ribbis in terms of appearances, not in terms of the structure of the. Right. Right, but right. So I guess the three svaras that we saw are three issues that touch on either harama or ribis kesutza when you're trying to do a workaround are intention. You can really see as an inherent chisaron. If there's no gemaras das, the whole deal doesn't work. So maybe even if it's not a full chisaron in the das, it's a partial chisaron in the das. Maybe that would make it. A harama. The other issue is sort of look at the overall economic output and see if it basically is the same as a halva. That there the objection seems to be just that it's a workaround. Meaning even if the structure works internally, you're accomplishing the same thing as what's usur through what's mutter, and that would be the definition of harama. Whereas the discussion about the language of the words you're using, at least in the Taz here. Maybe is a more Maris Ayin Michsi Karibis type of issue of Harama. So there are three different directions of Harama. One final point, which is if something is Harama, is that the end of the game? Is that irresolvable or not? Or can you still do a Heter Iska even if it is considered a Harama? And the Minchas Yitzchak quotes Shita Kudrasachon Lechem Panim. Afal Pisha Kol Elu Dvarim Tumim Benirim Ke Arma. Says they appear to be trickery. They look like Arma. So what exactly that means? Not fully clear. Mikol Makom. But Tzorach Shah Ein La Osram. you know, if there's a tzarach shah, it's really necessary. We don't aser it. They lead to a michel of nebris ayin sham for people to be able to eat im kain tzarach lemayit b'harama kol ma da'asher. You want to minimize it. Basically, these cases, and he doesn't quote exactly what the cases are, and I didn't look it up, but presumably these are cases that tie into some sort of harama. You want to minimize it. It's not good. It's harama, but it's still mutter in this case of tzarach. Mikfar.
Even if it's missing das, the first one.
Sorry, what do you mean by missing das?
Harama, there's no gemaras das, also then.
Oh, you mean a full lack of das? So you'd have to look up the kundris achron of the lechem apanim, which I was unable to find on a quick search. But however it is, I think the broader point is that it's possible to make the argument that something is a harama or is nirak harama, and still say it's mutter b'shas etzorach. Also, mipia shmua, I heard that Rav Lichtenstein, that was his approach to heter iska. And heter iska is a harama, but it's still mutter b'shas etzorach. But obviously, you want to minimize it, use it as little as possible, and optimize the various factors that would be a harama. So that's an interesting other angle to look at. Generally, when people talk about heter iska, they say it's a harama, it's aser, it's not a harama, it's mutter. But sometimes you can say it is a harama, it's not ideal, but maybe there's room for heter in certain cases. All of this is sort of talking about haramas in general without getting to specific questions of when haramas apply, when they don't. Right? There's the Torah Tamima, the Rabbi Bleich, I think, mentioned, or at least also mentioned, that there's a difference between a case where the person who needs the halva actually needs money for their livelihood, or whether it's just for an investment. So that's one important chiluk, and that's why what we're going to talk about now is the question of the bittul aseh of im kesef talveh that may or may not accompany heter iska. So first we need to understand the mitzvah itself of im kesef talveh. There are two relevant psukim or series of psukim. First, of course, in Kesef Talves, Ami, Son, Ni, Macho, Silo, Kanoshel, Simon of Neshech. The save of the pasuk is about the Isser Neshech, but the first half seems to be an independent mitzvah to lend money, and the broader context here is about how to treat poor people, how to maximize their how to optimize their situation to the extent possible. And one of those things is a mitzvah of halva. In Dvarim, also in the context of poor people in the mitzvah of tztacha, kivasach, tiftach, ziyad cholo, v'ha'avei ta'avitenu, dey machzor asher yechzar lo, make sure he has everything he needs. And then there's, hisham lecha peni, davar lecha v'liyal, don't say that the Shemitah year is coming and I'm not going to lend him money because the Shemitah is going to be mishamet. Don't say that, give to him anyway. So that also sounds like it's about loans, even though it doesn't use the lashon of halva. So that seems to be about halva as well. The Mechilta picks up on both these psukim. Of course, usually if you read im kesef talveh, that sounds like rishus, so it's going to deal with that. Im kesef talveh, amir rishmol omer kol im ve'im shebetorah rishus chutz mizeh ve'od shnayin. There are three exceptions to the general rule that im means rishus. Ve'im takar minchas bikurim chova ato omer chova in lo rishus ve'chulei. Jumping to our case, and the other one is im izbach av anim tasili. But jumping to our case, afkana to omer im kesef talveh, chova v'lo rishus. It's really a chova to lend. Ato omer chova v'ino rishus, because you omer haveit tavitenu. We have the pasuk by Shemitah that you have to provide for him. Chova v'lo rishus. And fine, and then some dinim of rivis. And then it says, es ami, who does this apply to? Yisrael v'gai omdun l'fan of l'lavo. So if you have an option to lend to a Jew or a Gentile, ami kodem, ani v'ashir, ani kodem, ani echa kodem, ani echa v'chule. So there's preference for a Jew over a non-Jew. That presumably because there's no mitzvah at all for a non-Jew. But then it says there's also preference for an ani over an ashir in terms of the halva. So we'll keep that in the back of our minds, the question about whether there's a mitzvah halva to an ashir. The deal from here would be yes, although if you compare it, ani ashir, to ami and Yisrael and Gai, then maybe you'd say no. It's not only a mechilta, it seems like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, source 24 here, assumes there's a mitzvah of halva as well. Igal Masel Hadrav Huna Aha Tani Rav Yosef Im Kesef Taves Ami Tani Imach Ami Unachri Ami Kodem Ani Ashir Ani Kodem Ani Yechav Ani Yerach Ani Yechav Kodmin, etc. Which sounds like it's assuming that there is a mitzvah of halva. So it sounds like between the Mechota and the Bavli, there's sufficient sourcing that you'd count this as a mitzvah, as we'll see most Monim mitzvos do. Just a couple of quick midrashim about the value of lending money of this mitzvah. Matobo alecha Yaakov mishkan sechi Yisrael shnei mishkonos. So what are the two mishkans? And they grew alecha kishem bruim mishkanecha kishem charevim. Lo bnei shani chayav lo vigochavim ani mashkin lehem mishkani avnoseichem garmu lehem lachem shemashkin lehem mishkani nikdashi, etc. And the reason the base mission was destroyed is because of your averos. V'chein hisnesi im Moshe aleim. Shenemar im kesef talvetz amyatani im achluziyaku noshe. V'im tavru ha-mitzvos ha-elu. If you break these mitzvos, the only one specified is the mitzvah hava, anu imimashgein shte mishkonos. I'll destroy the two mishkonos, the two batei mikdash. Shenemar im tchavol tachol samas reyacha amyatani Moshe le'olam heim imushkanim. And amyatani lav el adbo ha-shemesh. A nice drush that about they come back at the end, but the point is, at the very least, maybe justim kesef talveh, maybe other mitzvos as well, is the cause for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a very important mitzvah. And on the more positive side of things, in the Tanchuma, pasach bar of Tanchuma, malveh shem chonin dal, one who lends to Hashem supports the poor. What does that mean? Kol mi shehu malveh la'ani. You lend to a poor person, it's like you're lending to Hashem. And Hashem will pay you back. Or a pinchas a coin, barchama, mahu, gmulo yishalim lo, barchosh baruchu, nefesh al ani haisim v'keshes latseis v'chisa, chayechash ani machshu l'cha nefesh tachas nefesh. Hashem will help you or your family as well. L'machar b'necho b'itcha, b'ayim li'dei chovo, li'dei misa, v'nizkar lehem v'etin lehem nefesh tachas nefesh. So, very, very important mitzvah, im kesef talveh. Just looking at a couple of the Monia mitzvos to get some of the particular dinim that are relevant. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Shetzivanu lahalvos la'ani laharchiv lo ulahakel inyano. Now notice the Rambam only says la'ani. It doesn't say anything about the ashir. In order to help his financial situation, make his life easier. Mitzvah zu, he ayoser chazak of yoser. Yeah, well, we'll get to that at the end. Yes. Or at least diukim. And the Gra is Gyukim from two Gemaras, but we'll get to that at the end. So the Rambam says mitzvah zo hi yoser chazaka v'yoser mechuyeves mikol mitzvah tzedaka. The best type of tzedaka is a loan. Kimishin is baz v'gila panav lishol miyad anashim miyad anashim ein saros inyano sar me olav kuma mechusa sheyirtze leyozer. It's embarrassing to ask for a handout, whereas a loan, it's not embarrassing to ask for a loan. So it's definitely preferable to loan. It's better than the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Rambam here and in the Mishnah Torah connects between halva and tzedakah, which makes sense based on the context of the psukim. Here he says halva is even greater. That's even mitzvah zo, who amri yisalim, keset al esam yisani imach, quotes the pasuk, quotes the mechilta, that this is when im, that's a chova. And he quotes the reference to Havet Tavi Tenu. Now, jumping to source 29, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Malveh Veloveh, Mitzvah Sase Lahalvos La'ani Yisrael, Shenemar Im Kesef Talves Amias Ani Imach. Again, just the Ani. Yachol Rishus Tamalomar Havet Tavi Tenu, Mitzvah Zugdol Min Atztaka. He basically says the same point. The Chinuch, in source 28, adds a little bit of detail about the extent of the mitzvah, how far you need to go to fulfill the mitzvah of Halva'a. He does call it halva la'ani, following the Rambam. Lahavos la'ani ke hasagas hayad kifi mashet sarichlo. So that's important. As much as you can do. There's no clear limit here. We'll see more makaros on that in a minute. L'man harchiv lo l'hakim elav anchaso. Those are mitzvah halva. Yosef chazaka mechuyeves mitzvah. Nesina tzedaka builds on the Rambam there. Fine. And we need to support the poor. And he quotes the Mechilta. Moving to the next paragraph, Shorish HaMitzvah. What's the reasoning? She ratza akel lios bruav melumadim umurgalim b'midas hachesed v'harachamim. Classic chinuch behavioralism. Right? We want people to practice chesed in order to become balei chesed. Ki imida meshubachas, mitoch hechsher gufam imidos hatovos, yiruim lekabalas hatova. That makes you better. And another reason, v'od tam acher b'davar, sh'ratza akel baruch hu, lefarnes ha'ani, ayde b'nei adam, migodel cheto, k'dei sheyuchach b'machov, b'shnei panim, kabalas haboshes mesher, kigilo v'tzimtzum mizono. So, sort of to help the ani, but in a way that works best. Fine. So much for the monei hamitzvos, and of course this is brought down in the tour and in the Shulchan Aruch as well in Choshen Mishpat. So we have a Choshen Mishpat sugya here. Mitzvas asei lahavos lani Yisrael mitzvah gedol hiyosim natzdaka, following the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down as well, and the Shulchan Aruch adds vafilu ashir shetzarech lehalvos mitzvah lehalvos lefisha lehanoso af bedvarim liyatzo etza ogenislo. There's also a mitzvah to loan money to rich people. Vafilu ashir shetzarech lehalvos mitzvah lehalvos lefisha. Of course, that's not always a mitzvah. It's if he needs the money. If a rich person is stuck somewhere and needs money, or it's not clear what he would say, but arguably. Yes. Meister, you're saying he has a din. Rabbi Blake, you're suggesting that an usher who needs money in a certain situation has a din of an ani.
Maybe he needs to make an investment. Huh? Maybe he needs to make an investment. He needs the money to make an investment. That's what he's looking
at. Become an usher.
That's
a big shock. The possible deed may have in the middle of the world.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Lefisha. So that's not the strongest diukim, but we'll see the mefarshim strengthen some of the diukim in a moment. But first we'll look at build on what we saw in the chinuch, that the idea is as much as you can in terms of the extent of the mitzvah. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah and Peah of Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir, and one of which is Gemilas Chasadim. So Gemilas Chasadim you can do with your guf, with your mamon, and with your seichel. And he says, what's the shir? Mulukulan ein shir. The kol asher b'kochenu lasos l'tomas chaverenu nimayer bo et le'azro. You have to help him immediately. Mihu Gemilas, that's if it's b'koach haguf. Mihu Gemilas Chasadim shem mamon ha'inu l'havos lo kishen itzrach. Helping with money, that is specifically about loans. Avalasis lo tztaka lachalutin, lezelevad yeshir. Tztaka, there's a limit. Alivaz with Yosemir Chomesh. Now we have an explicit Gemara about Chomesh. But in terms of halva, there's no limit. Of course, the reason for that is you get your money back after halva. So presumably, you don't have to lend all your money at once. Presumably, the Mishnah would not mean that. But let's say your lifetime total of halvaos could be much greater than the amount of money you ever had, right? Because you get it back. So it's a mitzvah multiplier, you might say. So there's no limit at all. You have to. We don't even say chomesh in terms of how much halva to do. The Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed also elaborates on the extent of the mitzvah. First two halachos, he mostly quotes the Mechilta, quotes the Rambam. In Halacha Dalid, V'kami yashir shechiva Torah lahavos ish l'yehu, l'matzasi be'enai mefurish v'divri chazal shir l'zeh, en l'mot zem in tztaka. It's not the same as tztaka. The shama shir l'chol yozir u'chomesh v'nichasav. T'asim nosin l'chalut. And aval hacha v'halva b'alua mamma chazara, he says, the svar, we just said, you get the money back, so there's no limit of chomesh. V'lehefech gam kein in svar lomar shakol mamono shehem le'ezrus aniyim. What is that? Sorry? Le'isata b'telos Etzlo, you obviously don't have to give all your money right now. You obviously are allowed to have some available funds. And you'd have to miss out on that. We don't expect that. Umistabra, the Talia mitzvah, the kol echad gefias sagas yado, cholcher bekocho lasos, the tomas chavero yase. So the expectation is you do whatever possible to help your chaver. There's no limit. The limit is basically whatever is within reason. The other limit on the mitzvah of halva is how much the ani needs. Obviously, if they needed a $1,000 loan, the mitzvah will be up to a $1,000 loan to them. Uvemes came before Shemikra, Makom Acher, Havet Tavi Tenu, De Machsaro. You help them whatever they need, even though that's also applied to Tzedaka, but he's applying it to Hava here.
What are the chances that the person will be able to pay you back?
That's right, so we don't find that explicitly. I saw elsewhere, maybe in later people, they say that obviously if you think you're not going to get all your money back, then. I didn't see them saying specifically that, but that would be as far, or maybe you could avoid those completely and only give halvaos to people where you can reasonably expect to get the money back, because otherwise it's not a halva at all. Fine. So that's in terms of the extent of the mitzvah. We're going to look at a couple of more specific questions and then tie it together and tie it into to the heter iska. The question now, and maybe this is the most important question for our purposes, is it possible and how is it possible to be mevatel the aseh of im kesef talve? Right, some mitzvos aseh exist, but are pretty hard to be mevatel. Right, either they don't come up, or they're not necessarily a good thing. So, in what way, if at all, is one mevatel the aseh of im kesef talve? So, the first place to start, the Gemara in Sota has an interesting line: Misha rabu tsari ayin v'tarfe taref. All these terrible people multiplied. Rabu ma'amtzei alei v'kovtzei adayim l'havos. This led people to stop loaning. The avro ma'ashikhasa v'torah, hishamar l'cha penya yedavar l'avcha v'yali mor, kavar shanasa sheva shanasa shmita. That's right by the pasuk of Havet Tavi Tenu. We don't want to lend money because it's almost shmita, and we're going to lose the money in the shmita, so we don't want to lend. So it seems from this Gemara, it doesn't specifically say bitul aseh of im kesef talve, but maybe even worse. It says there's a lav, hishamar l'cha, there's an iser to not lend money for fear that you will lose it. So, and that's kovtzi yadayim lahavos. So, it's not crazy to assume that that would also entail a bitul aseh of im kesef talve. If it even has this lav, presumably, if you didn't want to lend someone money because you did a different business deal with it, having nothing to do with Shemitah, you presumably wouldn't be over on hisham lecha penya davar. That's not fully clear, but presumably that's Shemitah specific. But at the very least, you would be, let's say if someone says, I need money, I'm desperate, I need money, I'm an ani, and you said, oh, I'll give you a heter iska, that would presumably be, according to this Gemara, it would imply that would be mevatel, the aseh of im kesef talve. The Sfas Emes, also in the context of Shemitah, says, I was going to get to that later, but so obviously there's two shetshuvas to the davar. One is, it doesn't help him. The milva part doesn't help him too much because you're making the pikadon. It's tied to a pikadon that's so unfair. I mean, if you offer him a chatzi milva, chatzi pikadon, and he says, okay, I'll take the chatzi milva. Mm-hmm. Can we go forward with this? And then you'd say, oh, no. So, well, right. So that's tshuva achas. The other tshuva is if you actually have those available funds to loan him, you have $1,000 to loan him, and you want to do chatzi milva, chatzi pikadon, so maybe you're mevatel liyaseh on the other 500 that you're doing pikadon. Because if the mitzvah really is kefi mashet tzarech kefi kocho, and you have $1,000 available, and he needs $1,000, so then even if you tried to say, "Well, I'm doing chatzi milveh for the chatzi pikadon," that will be a bitul aseh on that 500.
Not that, because we already said it. I'm willing to lend everybody everything.
Right. So that would depend on the overall situation. But if this were the situation where the person was deserving, you know, was reliable, and you had the money, and they needed the money, and you said, I could loan you $1,000 without interest, but I prefer to do a heter iska. Right, he needs $1,000, let's say. Right. Okay, so that would seem to come out of that makar. And the Sfas Emes seems to say this as well, again, in the context of Shemitah, which we can carry over. Elochein hayanir li estaiti de inachinami afilu, Sfas Emes, source number 35, afilu masne over alav zeh, umevatel mitzvos kesef talve, the ratzon haTorah lehalvos afapish yishmetenu shvius. Right, let's say you make a tanai to get around Shemitah, however you do that, that would be a bitul aseh of him kesef talve. So he takes it a step further than the Gemara. The Gemara just said that's hishamar lecha, but the Sfas Emes says it's also a bitul aseh of im kesef talve. And there's a very reasonable svara to say whatever is true for doing a workaround of Shemitah and not doing a normal loan, there would be a similar argument for a workaround of the Issa Ribis and not doing a straight loan. That would also be over on Bittel in Kesef Talve. I'm suggesting it, that you can carry over from one to the other because you're avoiding a halva for fear of a lost opportunity or lost
Well, except the Torah says explicitly that in
that's in terms of the lav, but the Sfas Emes is saying it about in Kesef Talve. So it's not just the lav. Why is it true about in Kesef Talve?
The lav and the lav now say together.
So the,
I think he says that that's
even Mevatel Mitzvahs Kesef Talve.
If he's a Mekhoi, he's Mevatel Kesef Talve. Then I do a Shmita. But he's an Oni in Zohar. Bola and Kola. That what in the Mekhoi would be not Karvish, not Sashela. It's the first year of the cycle.
Right, but I think the relevant point is even though you do some sort of workaround and there's still some transfer of money, but you avoid the problem in this quote unquote, you avoid Shemitah, or in our case, you avoid the not getting agar natar by doing a chatzi mil v'chatzi bikadon. You're not, since you're not doing a normal halva, you're being mevatel the asev and kesef talve. Right.
So you make no loan. The Torah wants loans to be
mm-hmm.
You're going to hack the loan. The shmita is not mishamet. So even if it technically would work, it's wrong. It's against Rosh Hashanah. It's against the Torah said the loan is supposed to be. But instead of lending you money, I give you money that isn't a loan. The Torah said loans have to be for free. So again, maybe think between the loan that's, let's listen. Maybe think between the loan that I concoct a revach with it isn't technically ribbis. And a talk about where I basically give you money that isn't
alone. This is Lishitaska with your Mahalak and the Ritva.
Yes.
But I think what you're suggesting is the opposite of what Rabbi Bleich was suggesting, which is it doesn't matter what you end up doing. The point is you had an opportunity to do a halva, and you're now instead of doing halva, you're doing something else. And that's the bittul. Even if what you're doing is not a halva, but differently, it doesn't really matter what you end up doing.
That's what Sazen is talking about.
Right. Right. And instead, you're doing with some tenai to work around shvius. So that's you're definitely over on Hisham Melcha. He's being mechadish. You're also being over on him kesef talbit. But why? If it's a halva, it's still a halva. What difference does it make? He's not saying you're over on Hisham Melcha. That the Gemara said. Using your Avraham Kesef Talva. Why? Because you're trying to divert the halva instead of doing a normal halva. You're trying to do something different, and that's the bitul asay of doing a normal halva of in Kesef Talva. So I thought it's possible to be medayik both in the Gemara and the Sfas Emes.
I understand. In the same way that he says, I feel the master, he's over on the love. So if he's a master, he's mevatel asay also. You're dealing with a case in which the person is tzorachloi.
He's not giving him, so he's a different thing.
But you can't go beyond that. If the person is sorrowful and you don't want to give them a halva, then I'm always going to do it with my halva and other halva. If I could give him an asek and he's no longer sorrowful, then I'm about to lend him.
So Rabbi Bleich suggesting that
the same thing I said before.
Right, that it's obvious, it's not a chiddush to say that if you could give him a loan and you don't, for whatever reason, you end up doing a heter iska, or you do nothing. Either way,
giving him an iska.
So if you're giving him an opportunity, if you're giving him a job, then that's another way of, right. That's another way of getting him what he needs.
That's the biggest form of
tzedakah.
But if you give him a an iska. Where you're basically giving him the same thing. You're practically helping him.
You're not really
helping him though. You're giving him the market value of the.
It's chiddush that if you're doing it on the national tishah teresh, which is a halal, it's a real halal. So he says, "Sure, you're ready for on the mitzvah asay because kavanas haTorah b'chulei."
Is to do a normal halva. So presumably here too, you'd say that kavanas haTorah. And
this person needs to halva.
Why did the Torah say to im kesef talva? Why didn't the Torah say im kesef do a heter iska? Why is the derech
hamach? Not enough. I know which heter iska you're talking about.
Is it just about giving him enough to live, or is it about giving him enough money to, you know, to sort of give him a leg up, give him a fresh start?
He wants to become an usher with my money.
Right.
So I have a chiyah to give him money. I'm kind of missing because of Felder. I don't even think there's a misukiyah.
So how would you define ani? Ani means someone who's starving to death?
Whatever is an ani for purposes of tzedakah, it's an ani for because of Felder. It's ani mode.
Okay.
So
We'll get to usher in a minute, which will complicate things. Well, first, before we get... Yes, well, but we'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that, the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlow takes a very different approach to this whole sugya. We're not going to go through the details, but he says the mechilta shouldn't really be lehalacha. Why? Because it's based on the shita of... It's based on the shita of Rabbi Yossi? Who is it? Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's mahalach elsewhere in terms of defining what Tavi Tenu means and how to read the pasuk, and is it about giving tzedakah or is it about a halva? And since we hold like the Chachamim that it's not about giving a halva, it's about giving tzedakah in the other sugya, it must be that's what it's about here too. And the whole Mechilta is not, we don't pass like the Mechilta. The Mechilta is a Shitas Yachid. We don't pass like the Mechilta. Memela, there's no mitzvah to be Malveh. There's no Chiv to be Malveh. So what's in Kesef Talva referring to? So he says, on the top of page 8 now, this is the outcome of his Mechudish reading of the Mechilta, or reading out of Halachol Maisa of the Mechilta. V'alkol panem adavar mevur, digam le'aram v'siyato, leka asei b'halva mitzad atz. There's no asei in itself of lending money. Elo b'lekichas haribis im hilvau. It's an bitul asay to tack on to the iser of halva biribis. V'im kein v'alei kashe gamadas haram v'siyato mai d'kamashani. It's a typo. Nitzrucha v'chuli. But the relevant point for us is he disagrees with everything we've seen until now, the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Mechilta, that hold that there's an actual mitzvah to lend money. According to the Chinuch, there's no mitzvah to lend money per se. It's just when you do an Isser Ribbis, an extra bitul asay of Im Kesef Talveh. But there's no, definitely it's not Ratzon HaTorah that you lend money. Doesn't sound like there's definitely no mitzvah there. A big Chiddush, because he wants to say this in the Rambam too. Now, if you look at the Rambam starts Hilvos Malveh V'Loveh saying there's a mitzvah to lend money. And he gets to Ribbis many prakim later. It's pretty clear from the Rambam, if you're reading it in a straightforward way, that the Rambam thinks there's a real mitzvah of halva, and I think that he's clearly passing like the Mechilta. So it's very Mechudish what Rechav Fishel Perlow is saying, but it would be, according to his Mahalach, there actually would be no Bitul Aseh if you did a Heter Mechira. Heter Iska. Because there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyav in the first place to do a halva, so you can't be mevatel. That the only way to be mevatel the asevim kesef talva is by lending with ribis. So that's that. That seems like a more or less a shitas yachid. Although he says the bahagda.
Could you be saying that it's kind of like mitzvah kiyumis that when you lend the money, it has to be without ribis?
Sure, but it's not a chiyav at all. So it's hard. You can't be mevatel if you never have the chiyav. It's not fully clear how, what do you say, you're Mekayim it at some level when you, could be, he doesn't go in that direction. I didn't see it when I read through it. The Chafetz Chaim in Avos Chesed also gives some indications about the relationship between the Isser, doing a Heter Iska, and the mitzvah saseh of Im Kesef Talveh. If I do it, it's a ribis, it's very bad. Shemasha Asra Torah lahalvos beribis, echa miatami mukdeshi is chazik midas a chesed ba'olam. The theme of the book is chesed, so lending with ribis is the opposite of chesed, following the Ramban that was discussed in the previous Chabura. Skipping to the next underline, Aval kayom nispashtun, osein marabim, be'ez mekomo shafilu mishi yeshlo, rak eze, rok, that stands for ruble? Ruble kesef, okay.
percent.
Okay, right? As soon as you have a few dollars, instead of saying, I'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs Halva, you say, I'm going to use it, I'll invest, I'll charge interest. That's what people run and do. Iker Milas Hachesev, Mosein Rabim, Ki Ein Rubel Kesef, Echad Matsui, Beir, Lulavos, Rak Eitzel Hamalve, Hayaduish, Humalve, Al Percent. So there's no way of getting a free loan because there's no market. Everyone, as soon as you have money, you say, I'm not going to do mitzvah chesed with it. I'm going to make a profit on it. So there's no, you've been mevatel the whole mitzvah. So he doesn't explicitly say that someone who, in such a scenario, who lends with a percent or gives it to a bank or whatever it is, instead of doing the mitzvah of im kesef talav, he doesn't say explicitly that they're mevatel the assay, but you could argue that that's what he's presuming here. And then he says, in more general terms, skipping to the next underline, gam tzarach shigeda, the gam hulo niftar mi mitzvah saseh, dim kesef talveh. Of course, you have, if just because you're lending with a heter iska, that you still have a mitzvah of im kesef talveh, which you certainly were not mekayim there, although, again, he didn't explicitly say revato, but you have that mitzvah. Lefi kocho, v'liyachshav v'nafshav machshavos toz, tezeu chanuso, v'chayecha kodmin, this ties into Reb Leich's chabura, that you shouldn't say, this is my money. He shouldn't get rich, or he shouldn't be supported off of my money. The atu kavanasenu shelo yalva l'shem adam mos berevach ki mitoras mos chesed rak vanasenu shegamhu mechuyev mitzvah zu shalavag mos chesed kfi kocho. So regardless of how you're investing your money, you still have a chiyev of im kesef talve of halva. And again, he doesn't explicitly say that there's bittul when you do heter iska, but he says you may be missing out on the mitzvah, and you need to do a kafi kocho. Now, just a question of usher, because one, let's say one successfully made the argument that if there is a poor person and you lend them money, instead of doing it behalva, you do it through heter iska, that's a bitul aseh. You'd say, well, but he's not an ani. Who's an ani nowadays? So the question of whether there's a mitzvah to lend to an usher. So as we saw, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam didn't say anything about usher, but the Shulchan Aruch earlier did say, to an usher, lefit zorech, which Reb Leich interpreted to mean because he becomes an ani at that point in time. So let's see the sma. This is a seva halos la ani umidachziv stam es ami velo miet ela lenachri. Shrami nitzas a sehi afilo halos la usher atzarach levisha ela she ani kodem lo. So it sounds like the way the sma is reading it is there's two separate categories. There's a preference for an ani, and then there's a usher, which is a separate din because he reads it into the pasuk, right? In kesef talve es ami, and then es ha'ani. But the mitzvah is for ami, whether you're an ani or not. Just it's preferred to give it to the ani over the usher lefisha. So it sounds like he really has two different categories, rather than saying that an usher lefisha becomes an ani. Otherwise, why do you need two different categories? So I think it's meduik like that in the sma, and the gra takes it a step further. First, he gives two makoros for this. First, the mechilta, which we discussed, and then he quotes b'mitzia sham. I'm sorry, that's just the mitzvah asay. He quotes the gemara b'mitzia, which we quoted. Oh, did I put it on the page? Number 39. 39 bays. Quotes b'mitzia that ani v'ashir, the same line from the mechilta. Ani v'ashir, the ani is kodem, but it sounds like there's a mitzvah of the ashir as well. And then he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, or Sukkos, as it's called. I guess that's a copyist error. Tosofer number 40, Tan Rabbanim, Mishlosh Dvarim, Gdol Gvim, Chasadim, Yosem, and Atztaka, Tztaka, Bimono, Gdol Chasadim, Bein Gufa, Bimono, Tztaka, La'aniyim, Gvim, Chasadim, Bein La'aniyim, Bein La'ashirim. So the Gra is medayik from this Gemara that there's, again, it sounds like a real categorical difference. The mitzvah of Gvim, Chasadim, which presumably the Gra sees as including Halvaos, is broader than the mitzvah of tzedakah. It applies not only to aniyim, but to ashirim as well. It sounds like that's how the gra. It's sarklo. But then why is that not true about tzedakah? The way the gra uses this makar in sukkah, he's machalik between tzedakah and gemilas chasadim and halva. So what's the chilk? If you say ashirim, the feet sorech.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so maybe, right. So maybe the Gra's only saying it in that case. The Seder, although.
Otherwise, you make a machleik is the Gra and Old Rishain. Old Rishain used the Lashon Tzarach, one form or another.
And that sort of thing. They use the lodge and lodi. The whole ones that you have, they all said lodi.
But what do you, right, and how do they deal with the Mechilta and the Gemara B'Metzia? They're just Tzarech Lo.
Then you'll be making the Sma be Tzarech Lo, an old Rishon. The Sma's not going to be an old Rishon. Grow up by them.
Okay, and we'll also look at the Chavetz Chaim and then question, who has a week.
I can't remember Chaim Ford.
Chaim Ford, yes.
I keep saying,
to get rich. So let's just see the, yeah?
In Yerodea, we also always say that Ashir and Erev Shabbos is an Ani B'chol HaShoah. It's the same kind of Stuck.
Let's see the Chavetz Chaim, and then I'll raise an interesting scenario, see what people think. U-Mitzvah, this is Chavetz Chaim from the quote before, but a couple of points about Ashir. Specifically, Mitzvah Gam Kein L'Lavos La'Ashir L'Fisha B'Shah She'en Amos Matzui Lo. Again, this is following the Shulchan Aruch Lashon. Matzui Lo D'Gmilos Chesed Noi Bein L'Ani and Bein L'Ashirim Al-Da'Ani Kodem Lo B'Zeh. That's why it specifies ani, because ani comes first, but the mitzvah is still for Ashir if he needs it. So that line sounds like you would say that you want to lend to the Ashir because you're more likely to get it back. Or the Ashir will do more with it, or will give it back. Fine. And then the last point is about chafatzim, which is its whole. We're not going to get into that. The question of gemilas chasadim with lending chafatzim, which is its own question. But I, in terms of the definition of ani and ashir, what if you have a person? Generally, we say Muslims say sudos. We have a, you know, if you have some minimal amount of money, you're considered not an ani. What if you have someone whose debts far outweigh their what they actually own? So they own a house that's $500,000. They have a full fridge. They have everything they need, but they're nebuch. They're $1 million in debt. So is such a person an ani because they don't have enough? They don't have money for Mazon Shtei Sudos. Let's say it's due next week. Let's say it's due right now. Let's say it's due. Fine. Let's say it's due. He's due now. He's in arrears. He's any day they're going to come and collect and take his house. But right now he has the house. So I don't know how people are asking about this, but
But they're going to take the house.
Not right now. Not yet. Meaning, maybe you'll wait. You'll wait until they show up to take the house. Then you'll give him a loan. He has no equity in the house. well, let's say he has. Let's say whatever it is, he has some equity in the house, or he has some money in the bank, but his debts are much greater. So, is everyone suggesting you look at it practically? Does he have access to money? That's the question, not about net worth.
I always understood that Muslim Shays do this was that.
Right, so ani means someone who really needs money right now. Okay, so that's a relevant fact as well. So just to try to tie together some of these points in terms of the mitzvah, so there's a chiluk, and again, Rabbi Bleich mentioned this in the previous chibur, there's a chiluk between situations. If you're lending money to a bank and taking interest, there's no bitul aseh, because you're not, the bank, there's no mitzvah to lend money to a bank. But if there's a specific person, an ani, or someone who otherwise would be relevant, who you... I guess I was thinking about a not particularly Jewish bank or something like that. But yeah, if you took it to the logical extreme,
it's not a person.
Didn't want to go down that path. Right, that would be the extreme shita. Presumably, no one would actually say that lemaisa. But if let's say there is an ani in front of you, or a person who's destitute. Or let's say he's going to have a foreclosure on their house, so or something similar. So in such a case, there would be an aseh, and you're being mevata. We already discussed chatzimil vechatzimikazon, how that might play out. And we discussed that there be a chiyuv. Presumably there's a chiyuv. One more sfar to say that there's a real chiyuv if you have the onion in front of you. Aside from the other makoros we saw, is the connection the Rambam draws between hava and staka. Staka, we know there are clear makoros that Osigbo says yadcho, osamit says levavcha, and that connects to the bitul asay. And if you say hava works similarly to tzedakah, you'd have a mitzvah there too. That all these shittos seem to say that there's a real chiyuv that you're mevatel, except for Rav Yerucham Vishal parallel. And right, one thing just connecting between the mitzvah of halva and the question of harama, and this was mentioned quickly before, but both the Torah Tamima and the way Rabbi Bleich developed it, and other approaches that say that there only are haramos when there is a bittul asay, which I think Rav Schechter has written about, you'd end up being tola these two questions together. So only if there's a bittul asay of halva would you say there's a harama, whereas if there's no bittul asay, whether that's because the person in front of you is not a real ani, or for whatever other reason it doesn't apply, then on those definitions of harama, you can't possibly have a harama. So big picture, we saw a lot of potential issues with the heter iska, and hopefully for those of us who need to rely on them, we should make sure to fully avoid those pitfalls.